Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, I've planted you where you are for ministry assignment, and I'm not moving you either. The enemy's strategy is to wear you out and to burn you out, but that is not my plan for you. There is a fresh anointing like a coal of fire from my hand that has touched your lips for a new day, a new season, and a new assignment. This new work that I've called you to will build on the foundation you've already laid. It's not a vision of the last few months or even years, but one that goes back to the beginning when my hand of calling first fell upon you for greater things and ministry purpose. This is that season in your life for Godspeed acceleration of destiny fulfilled and highest heart's desire brought to reality. Don't be distracted. Don't let anything get your eyes off the harvest. There is a calling and an anointing on your life to demonstrate my power and to move in my spirit before the people, even in the gifts of the spirit. Miracles, knowledge, words of wisdom, the spirit of counsel, might, power, and all aspects of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit are in you, flowing through you, and going before you. As I told my people in the Old Testament, I say to you today that I'm going before you to make the crooked path straight. The mountains, the challenges and obstacles, they will be made low, and the valleys will be brought high. The enemy would love to keep you in the valley where it's dark and you can't see far ahead, but I'm bringing you to the high places, says God, where you will begin to see with spiritual eyes. You will see the land, the harvest, and the people who are waiting, crying out for my touch that will come through you by the laying on of your hands. Remember, this is your season. For Godspeed acceleration, for fulfillment of highest heart's desires. So let your mouth pray. Let your heart soar to the heavens in expectation of what I'm unfolding next. For I am restoring, renewing, and empowering you for the days ahead. Even as Elijah was fed by angels for the journey in front of him, even so I am sustaining you and refreshing you and preparing you for fulfillment and forward momentum that will not be stayed, stifled, or held back in any way, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.